This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations be upon the last and final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa salam. If you can hear and see me okay, crystal clear, let's see some ones in the chat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let me know where you are from, who are you are with. Bismillah, let's see some ones in the chat. If you can hear and see me okay. And let me know which community you are from, who is joining there with you, age groups, your family, your spouse. Bismillah. Let's see some ones in the chat. If you can hear and see me okay. All right, Miro, Jazakallah khair. May Allah bless you. Let's see some ones in the chat. Bismillah. What community are you from? London, Indonesia, Dearborn. MashaAllah. 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 Wa alaykum as-salam, Sumaya. Brooklyn, all right, Brooklyn, mashallah. Windsor, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless you all right. Where are you from? Who are you are with? Bismillah, we're gonna get started in about 60 seconds. Where you are from, who you are with. Anise, may Allah bless you from Windsor. All right. Dina, Detroit, Allah bless you. Let's get some ones. If you are excited, bismillah. If you are excited, let's get some ones in the chat. Bismillah. We'll give it another 45 seconds-ish. Windsor, Windsor, mashallah. Let me know who you are with. What are the age groups of those that are joining with us? Tima from Ottawa, may Allah bless you. Wa alaikum assalam, Manal from Windsor. Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah, Dre. Tariq, hello. All right, bismillah, where you are from. With my mom and sister, may Allah bless you all. Alhamdulillah. All right, bismillah. If you are excited, let's get some ones in the chat. Let's get some energy in the comments. Bismillah. Let's go. We're going to give it till 8:01, and then inshallah, we're going to start with some Quran recitation. Pakistan, mashallah, mashallah. 20, 16, mashallah. Watching alone, may Allah bless you. 25. All right, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's get started, inshallah. So may Allah bless you all. Jazakallah khair, everyone from tuning in. I am super excited for this series, and I'm sure you all are as well. I want to first give a shout out to Masjid Salam, Windsor Islamic Association, Al-Madina Community Center, Al-Huda, and American Muslim Society for sponsoring this event. We are super excited to have Majid Mahmoud present the story of Surah Al-Kahf, the four stories within this. We have an amazing Qari with us. Mashallah, every time I hear his recitation, it's like honey dripping from my ears, mashallah. We have Muhammad Al-Halabi right here. I'm going to add him to the stream. What is going on, brother? How's everything?
Assalamu alaikum. Wallah, you flatter me too much, brother Bilal. Thank you so much.
May Allah bless you, Habibi. Yalla, bismillah. We're starting with verse number one, correct?
Yes, bismillah.
All right, take it away, bro.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَى آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها لقد قلنا إذا شططا هؤلاء قومنا اتخذوا من دونه آلهة لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة منه ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا ابنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا صدق الله العظيم.
All right, mashallah, mashallah, may Allah bless you, brother. If you felt some sweetness in your heart, let's get some mashallahs, let's get some twos in the chat. If you want to see Brother Muhammad next Thursday reciting for us, let's get some twos in the chat. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, may Allah bless you. Jazakallah.
Thank you so much. I was about to finish the whole surah, you know, tomorrow's Jumu'ah, so...
Inshallah, may Allah
thank
bless
you so much. You. Appreciate it.
All right, so next up, without further ado, if you are excited, Majid Mahmoud, we are here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wallah, great. Alhamdulillah.
How's everything? Alhamdulillah, doing good. So I typically ask this question, the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten, but I want to actually start from something else. Give me one thing that you are grateful for this year.
This year?
Yes.
This year. Alhamdulillah, for being a Muslim, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us all. Without further ado, Ustaz Majid, are you ready?
Yes, inshallah.
The audience, are you ready? Let's get a big bismillah in the comments. Let's go.
All right, bismillah, rahman, rahim. All right, first of all, salamu alaikum to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his peace and his blessings upon every single person watching, male, female, young, old, ammu, khalto, son, daughter, you know, all the brothers, sisters around the world. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alhamdulillah, I even heard there's people outside, you know, the Wayne County to Windsor to Ohio to Europe, and there was actually Indonesia and other places. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah bless you all. May Allah protect you. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Just before I jump into, you know, the whole series and the story, one of the things to ponder upon is the fact and the reminder to all of us that we really, really, like wallahi, we don't know what will happen tomorrow. I can guarantee that most of you, if not all of you, of course, including me, never ever thought the whole corona situation will last until November. Almost impossible. Subhanallah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are optimistic. And please remember this, inshallah. Kullu khair. Everything is khair, inshallah. The corona is khair. Wallahi, it's khair. But just be patient, inshallah. Don't complain about Allah. Rather, complain to Allah. Say to Allah that you're weak. Ya Allah, I'm struggling. Ya Allah, I need your help and assistance. And Allah will be there for you while you are taking the action, inshallah. So with this being said, alhamdulillah, we're starting a new series, a four lecture series from Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Raqam, chapter what? Surah Al-Kahf, chapter number 18, Ahsantum. So there are four main stories in there. The story of the youth of the cave, which we will discuss today, inshallah, Ashab Al-Kahf. Then the story of the Jannatain, the people of the two garden. Then Musa al-Khidr, the third one. Then you have Dhul Qarnayn, who traveled to the east and to the west, inshallah. We will discuss all these four. Today, we'll discuss the first one, bi-idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before I start, I want to share with you something. Brother Muhammad, jazallah khair, he read the Quran beautifully. May Allah protect him and bless him. Ameen, rabbil alameen. Say ameen, it's life, alhamdulillah. So he said, to brother Bilal, were you paying attention? He said, Bilal, I was about to read the whole surah. Why? Because right now we are Laylatul Jumu'ah. This is the night of Friday. Our calendar, the Islamic calendar, we're not Khamis, we're not Thursday no more. Khalas. After Maghrib, the new day starts, which is the following one, which is Yawm al-Jumu'ah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let me share with you one hadith, all right? Yalla, bismillah. He said, Man qara'a surat al-kahfi fi yawm al-jumu'ah, whoever reads surat al-kahf on the day of Friday, what happens? Adaa lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-jum'atayn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically will shine us with light, with nur, between the two Fridays. So read it this Friday, November 19th, Allah will give you nur until the next Friday, inshallah. So what does the nur mean? Like, what does it mean we'll have light given to us? Light as in guidance, hidayah, ma'iyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with making your decisions. Will you not have things to decide on today, tonight, tomorrow, the next few days? Part of the helping process, yes, you pray istikhara. Yes, you do istishara. But I also read Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah, for Allah to help me. Are you not sometimes confused what's right and what's wrong? To help you, you read Surah Al-Kahf. Adaa lahu min al-nuri ma bayna al-jum'atayn. So Allah, yinawwar alaykum, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His light and mercy upon all of us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So are you guys ready, inshallah? Yalla, bismillah. With the first story, which is Ashab Al-Kahf, the background of it, some of the Mufassireen have mentioned. Now, the following hadith is not necessarily sahih or authentic, all right? But this is the, they mentioned the reference of perhaps why the ayat was revealed. What's the story? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, early on in Mecca, he tried to give da'wah, he had strong points, and anyone tries to argue, he defends very well, very eloquently. So the people of Quraysh, they said, we want to find something wrong with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So people stop following him. If we catch Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing one mistake, that's it. That's all what we need. Because if you're a prophet, you will not have a mistake in your Quran. You will not have a mistake in your deen. The deen will have to be perfect if it's from Allah. So some of the Quraysh, they went to the Yahud. And they told the Yahud, you are people of book, Ahlu Kitab, tifhamu bid-deen, you know about prophets, religions. So tell us something. If we ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he will not answer right, give us difficult questions, like a difficult test. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can get it wrong and expose him, just to try to get, make him look bad. So the Yahud said, sure, ask him the following three questions. مَا شَأْنُ الْفِتْيَةِ What's the story about the young men? See, generic question. There's something amazing about a story about a young man in the past. Number two, who, tell us about the one who traveled to the east and the west and traveled the world. Who is it? And number three, ask him about the ruh, the soul. How is it made? What is it all about? If he answered it correctly, then he is definitely a prophet. He's not lying. Okay, sounds good. So the people of Quraysh, they go back to where? Mecca or Medina? They go back to Mecca because this was early on. They went to Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, yeah, Muhammad, listen. And they gathered the people. Come, come, guys, we're going to expose Muhammad. This is it. Today is the day. Al-yawm qad ata. Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's the story of the Shabab, the Fitya? Something famous happened in the past. What was it? Number two, who was the man who traveled east and west? Muhammad, answer that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, tell us about the ruh. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will tell you. So فَأَقُولُ لَكُمْ غَدًا وَلَمْ يَسْتَثْنِي And he did not say, لَمْ يَقُلْ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ He did not say, if Allah wills, when Allah wills. So next day came, people of Quraysh are waiting. Where's the answers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No wahi, Jibreel did not come. Day number two, huh? What happened? Any revelation from your God? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer. There's no revelation. Mafi wahi. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days pass by. And no answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they start making fun of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They start to say he got exposed. Khalas infadah. لا تتبعوه, etc., etc., until the 15th day revelation came to him and the story on the surah of Al-Kahf was revealed to him. Once again, هذا الحديث غير صحيح من البخاري أو مسلم. This is the riwayat from al-mufassirin that say possibly this was the reason, the story of why the surah was revealed. Sounds good. Regardless of the authenticity, let's enjoy the story بإذن الله سبحانه وتعالى. Here, number 9, verse رقم 9, آية رقم 9, number 9, Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives a message. He says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتٍ عَجَبًا. The Yahud and the people and the Quraysh are making a big scene that if Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم gets this right about the youth and what's their story, this is the greatest ayah. Allah says it's a great ayah. It's an amazing story. Allah says it's amazing, but there's a lot more amazing stories out there. You guys are focusing on this? No problem. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives three ayat. 10, 11, 12. Summary. This is just a summary of the surah. Allah, and summary says, let me share it with you. Allah says, إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَيْكَ. هذا ملخص. Ayah 10, 11, 12, ملخص. Some of the youth, they ran for their lives and they sought refuge in a cave. When they went to the cave, running for their lives, فقالوا ربنا, they made دعاء to Allah, يا الله send us your رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا, and guide us to that which is right, help us يا الله. So they're running for their deen, to protect their deen, يا الله please help us. فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا. Allah said, then I made them relax, feel comfortable, and fall asleep so deep for how many days? One day? لا. One month? No. سنين عددا, for many, many, many years. Then, ثم بعثناهم, then we woken them up, and then we resurrected them. That's how long the sleep was, and that's how sleep is similar to death. لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. We resurrected them so people may know, okay, how long they slept for, to make it clear, so they know Allah's capability in resurrecting the people. There's يوم القيامة, no doubt. That's the summary. هذا ملخص القصة. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the details. Allah says, ready for the details? The details are from ayah 13 to 27. 27 inshallah. هذا تفصيل القصة. بسم الله. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق. Allah says, we will tell you the story with truth. We will tell you that which benefits you. إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. They are people who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and بركة الإيمان والعمل الصالح زادهم الله هدى. الله أكبر. Because they believed, they worked hard, Allah said, I increased them in iman, increased them in guidance, increased them in help and support. طيب, brother, do we know some of the background? So there are some of the books that share with you some of the stories of these youth of the cave. Let me share with you part of that story, which is not directly and explicitly said in the Quran, but these are some of the references from the tafsir. Ready? Bismillah. There was a city, Medina, where its population used to worship idols. The king of that city was known to be oppressive, and would encourage the people to worship the idols. So kullu shirk wa ibadat asnam wa kufr. And there was an annual holiday, ihtifal sanawi, where the people would together and celebrate and go all out in worshiping the idols, slaughtering for the idols, dressing up for the idols, seeking blessings from the idols, prostrating to the idols, and they go all out. And by the way, when I say things like that and we read about worship wa ibadah, people say ibadat al-asnam, the worship of the idols. Why would people do stuff like that and worship these things? To make it, I'll bring the meaning closer to us. Ibadah, the worship, is not only to asnam that is wrong. Some people, ya'budun al-mal, they worship money. So whatever I said, switch idols with money. Some people worship fame. So switch the idols with fame. Some people, they worship status, al-mansib. So switch the asnam with the mansib, and they worship it. So I'll give an example. We said that the people used to worship idols. They used to sacrifice for the idols, give up their time and their wealth for the idols, dress up for the idols, all that stuff, right? And they think without the idols, they will be lost. That's what some people may do today. May Allah protect us all. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Someone may get a job and they worship the money. You tell them, this money is not the source of the benefit. They tell you, Habibi, you have to hustle, hustle. We got to earn a living. But they're doing it the wrong way. And they worship the money. They say, no matter what it takes, I will get the money. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. There are people like that. Wallahi, there are. And then you have people that say, they will do whatever it takes to get more likes, right? More followers, more subscribers. They will do whatever it takes. Something wrong, stupid, something uneducational, something they know it's horrible, but they tell you, listen, man, it's all about the likes. It's all about the followers. That's how you get your network. That's how you grow as a person. I know what I'm saying on YouTube is wrong, but whatever is necessary. So people worship other things. So in the midst of all of that, all right, may Allah grant us guidance. Say ameen. Allahumma rizqna al-hidayah, ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma hidina. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. So there's a festival, and then the parents are bringing their children. And here, brothers and sisters, there was one of the youth who saw this. People are worshiping idols. This makes no sense, right? Like, for example, people today showing their bodies in an inappropriate way with TikTok. And you're like, this is wrong. This is not right. And you want to help them out and advise them. And then the young man sees the father's doing this and the mother. So he says, you know what? I'm leaving this area. So he leaves that festival and goes under a tree. And then after some time, another youth joins him under the tree. Then a third youth come and joins him under the tree. And more of the youth, approximately seven or so, and Allah knows exactly, they join together under the tree. But they are not telling one another why they're gathered here. So one of the youth said, listen, guys, you did not leave the festival. You did not leave the crowd and come here except for a reason. So can we now start saying why you guys left the festival and came here? Can someone, can every one of us say why? So one of the fitya said, I will say, as for me, I saw what my people are doing. And I know it's completely wrong and falsehood. The one who is to be worshipped and listened to and obeyed is Allah. We should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third youth said, وَأَنَا كَذَلِكَ, I feel the same way. The fourth youth said, me too, I left for the same reason. And all the youth left for the same reason. And now they have that strong أخوة في الله. May Allah make you and I that have أخوة في الله. Say ameen. الأخوة في الله. Where I love you and you love me for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, check this out. He says how Allah loves the people who love one another for the sake of Allah. So because I love you and you love me, fi sabilillah, Allah will love us. Third question, ready for this? Who does Allah love more, you or me? What do you mean? So I said to you, I love you for the sake of Allah. You said back, and I hope so, may Allah love you back. Okay, أحبك الذي أحببتنا فيه. تمام. طب, who Allah loves? We said Allah loves both. But who Allah loves more? Ready? The one who loves the other one more. So we both love each other. Whoever loves the other more, Allah loves them more. And I think, Allahu A'lam, okay, I love you guys more than you love me. And Allah knows best. Except Allah knows best. Maybe my mom who's watching, may Allah bless her, she probably loves me more. Fi sabilillah as well. May Allah bless us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us for that love, هذا الحب في الله, to save us يوم القيامة. This love will save us. Ay, Allah will save us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, سَبْعَةٌ يُظُلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Seven under the shade of Allah, when there's no shade except the shade of Allah. Allahu Akbar. The sun descends, people are sweating, people are struggling, it's so painful. I want some shade. There's only one source of shade, to go under the throne of Allah. And one of them, رجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا على ذلك وتفرقا على ذلك. a brother and a sister, a brother and a brother, a sister and a sister. في سبيل الله, they loved one another. They met for the sake of Allah, and they left for the sake of Allah. So may Allah make you and I of that group under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah. So these youth, they loved each other. في سبيل الله. Until, brothers and sisters, they made it clear. Allah says in the Quran, and they worshipped Allah together. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Because of that iman they had, because they tried to work hard, they worshipped Allah, and they do the ibadah. When dhikr, what happened? Allah increased them in iman. And I want to remind you and myself, is that sometimes we struggle. Yeah, Ibn Iqra al-Quran. You tell yourself, I need to kind of improve myself. First lecture you watch can be a little bit maybe of a struggle. Second one, you read the first two pages of the Quran, you struggle. But Allah says, you walk to Allah, I will run to you. You have to take these steps. And that's what Allah clearly says. Allah says, if you walk to me, I will run to you. And Allah says, آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. Because they believed in Allah, Allah increased them in guidance. So brothers and sisters, and this is what I want to share with you, be very honest, it's pretty much impossible for someone to say, I tried to become a better Muslim. I tried to have increase in iman. I tried everything, but it's not working. No, it's not. I don't think it's possible. Because maybe you're doing something wrong. Because Allah promised, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. If you struggle with حَاوَلْ زِدْ فِي الْإِيمَانِ زِدْ فِي الْأَعْمَانِ الصَّالِحَةِ, Allah promised, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So work hard, struggle, inshallah Fajr Salah will not be a complete burden. Inshallah praying Isha will be simple, fasting, Allah will make it easy, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easier on you and capable for you to withstand, but struggle. It's okay. First few days, it'll be difficult. May Allah make it easy for us. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Then the youth were very concerned of their safety. Al-aman fi khawf. Al-malik ya'rif, the king knows. It can be tough. The king worship idols and encourages the people to worship idols. But eventually, brothers and sisters, the people came to know that they do not worship the idols. Oh, these youth, why you're not here? Ta'al, worship the idol. You know, come on social media, do something crazy or something that is haram. Kada. People worship certain things. Then the youth says no. It was very difficult. Don't think it's easy. And they were taken to the king. And the king said, Malakum, why don't you worship al-asnam? Why don't you worship? What makes you so different? What makes you special? Huh? What's wrong with you, young man? So it was very difficult. And they gave da'wah. And by the way, giving da'wah is difficult too. Don't think it's easy. I ask you by Allah. Okay, you see one of your brothers and sisters doing something wrong in the masjid. Okay, generally it's a challenge to go and tell them, by the way, brother, that's not how you should put your shoes in. You put it, Allah barik fik, your shoes on the racks. You may say it and you're shivering and stuff like that. You see a Muslim brother working in a restaurant that sells, for example, alcohol. You want to advise them nicely. It's not easy. May Allah make it easy for us. But you know what? They went for it. وَرَابَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah says, we made their heart strong. The king is there. They have to respond. And what will they say? إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But did you notice something? Allah says, وَرَابَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We strengthened their hearts when they stood up and said, our Lord is Allah. Did you notice that? So I want to remind you and I, inshallah, you give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try to do your absolute best, guess what happens, brothers and sisters? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. If you ask the people who deliver, give da'wah, give advice, and I pray to Allah that every one of you does that. Every one of you should give da'wah. بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tell the people about me, even if it was one ayah. Ya Allah, bismillah, how many ayah do you know? With knowledge, with wisdom, with understanding. You go and wallah, you see the barakah. You have a headache. Sometimes throughout the nasiha, throughout the da'wah, throughout the talk, throughout the text, throughout the action, wallah, it's as if the headache is gone. بس اعمل في سبيل الله. But work في سبيل الله. And Allah يربط قلبك ويثبتك على الدين. And Allah will strengthen your heart, inshallah. So remember, Allah will strengthen your heart when you take the action. Don't wait. Yalla, let me be strong, then I will take the action. لا. You educate yourself, inshallah. Then you take that step with wisdom and you see Allah's ma'iyyah, Allah's assistance with tawfiq. during the process, inshallah. All right. إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They made it clear. Our Lord, the one we will do whatever He tells us to do, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who created السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one who did that deserves to be worshipped. The one who did all of this, the one who made me, who created the veins and my eyes and my head and all these things, is the one who deserves to be completely listened to and obeyed and followed and complete surrender and submission to. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. We would never worship anyone besides Allah. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَا شَطَطَ. If I don't worship Allah, then this is outrageous. This is horrible. How can I not worship the one who gave me all of these things, right? When someone gives us food or opens the door for us, sometimes our parents, they tell us, say thank you to Ammu. He opened the door for you. How? Hey, shame on you, right? May Allah protect us. So they're saying, Allah gave us all of this, and you want me to say thank you to a rock? Shatata, this is outrageous. The youth said, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. These people, our people, so adab, our people, قَوْمُنَا, مش these horrible, ridiculous, no. They chose this word. They said, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. They chose gods besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They chose not to worship Allah. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنْ. Okay, listen. طيب ماشي. تعبد أصنام؟ Okay. تعبد المال؟ You worship money? All right. Look what the youth are saying. Give us proof that this is the right thing to do. Yeah, bismillah, go for it. Yeah. Okay, tell me, Majid, Ahmed, Khalid, Khadija, Sara, Yusuf, Maryam, Amina. Okay. Tell me how it's right to worship the idols. This comes to show you that the amanu, al-fitya al-amanu, they believed with proofs, not blind following. No, la ilaha illallah. No, they saw la ilaha illallah. You get to know Allah through two different ways. You get to know Allah by reading the Quran, and you get to know Allah by watching the world. So they got to know there's someone that did this. Okay, this is proof. It's simple, right? You see this phone? Someone has put it here. I see the sky? Someone did it. It's nice and simple. Don't complicate things. So for you guys worshiping idols, worshiping money, worshiping status, show me throughout history, the ones who worship money, how did they end up living? Tell me. The ones who worshipped followership or followers and likes and fame. Okay, shohra. Al-abad al-shohra. Show me. Give me proof that this was it. This was the real deal. Show me. Show me the proof that al-mansib and the status is the real deal. And this is what we should all give up our lives for. Give me. يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. And guess what? None of them was able to give a bayina, an ayah, a proof. They couldn't. ما في دليل. ما في دليل. Every proof is against them. So they said, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. لا تفتري على الله الكذب. Do not say it's all about money, it's all about this, it's all about the dunya. لا, it's all about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever Allah says. So the king got angry. The king got very angry. You insist to worship only Allah and not the idols. So the king threatened them and gave them a period of time to make up their mind and let go of their religion. Let go of your deen, or I will severely punish you and kill you. At this point, the youth discussed with one another. وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Since you have distanced yourselves from them and what they have worshipped besides Allah. And it's clear, okay? It's clear. We cannot do the مُخَالَطَ مَعَ النَّاسِ. We cannot intermingle with the people anymore because we have our lives on the line. Our lives is on the line. We can no longer worship Allah in this Medina, in this city. Are you guys with me? وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوا مَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. If this is the case, خلاص, في فتنة في الدين, فَأُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. اعتزل الناس. That's it. Leave the people. Leave the people. That's the situation right now. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, الْمُؤْمِنُ الَّذِي يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَيَصْبِرُ عَلَى آذَاهُمْ the believer who intermingles, mixes with the people, and is patient in the process, because there's always other, there's always difficulties when you mix with people. There's always difficulty. It can be you calling them, they don't answer. The phone is not clear. They may say a word that kind of annoys you, or not the best choice of words. There's always other. There's always a headache when you are with people. It's a fact, okay? So the Prophet says, the one who is with the people, وَيَصْبِرْ عَلَىٰ أَذَىٰمَنْ is patient, and you show your deen, you show your akhlaq, is better, خير, you are better than الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطِ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَىٰهُمْ, than the person who is away from the people. I'm just going to be in my basement, in my house. I don't want to be around the people. That's it. And is not patient towards them. No, the one who's around them and is patient is better in the sight of Allah. وَأَعْظَمْ أَجْرٍ from the one that is secluded, ma'azul anil nas. Great. But obviously, you are with the people, and part of it is you give the nasiha, you have fun, you enjoy your time. However, when this gathering is full of haram, and you see yourself, this is difficult on me, my deen, there's fitna on my deen, there's a trial. My faith is being tested, guys, right? You should beware of that and take the right decision. So especially in the case of the youth, what happened? They said, we cannot worship Allah. لا نستطيع عبادة الله في هذه المدينة. We cannot worship Allah in this city. So now we have to leave. Just like Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. He gave da'wah in Mecca, told the people in Mecca, yes, there was struggle. وصبر على آذام. And he was patient towards the throwing of the rocks, choking him, you know, and it's getting bad. But he was like, you know, persevering with Allah's help. But then when the people of Quraysh, they said, kill Muhammad, اقتلوا محمد. لا, now I got to leave. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you need to go and emigrate. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Medina. May Allah protect us. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So the youth, what did they say? وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَأُوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Just go to the cave, away from the people. Go to that cave. I know it's a cave. I know, like, we were in the nice city. We had food. We had luxury. We had all the good stuff. And now we're going to the cave. Yes, wallah, it's worth it. If that's what it comes down to, if this is يعني خلاص, the last option, look at them. They're all going to this vacation. And there's a lot of things that are wrong that they're planning to do. And you're like, you know what? I have no option. If you happen to have no option, think of the cave. May Allah be, يعني, reward you with the way that Allah rewarded the youth of the cave. So Allah says what? يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. I know it's a small cave, but Allah can shower His rahmah upon you. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. And Allah will guide you to that which is best. طيب. They went to the cave. خلاص. They went to the cave. They rested. They're nervous. They're anxious. Of course, life is on the line. And then they fall asleep. Namu. For how long? For long. Any how many hours? How could they sleep? Were they not nervous? Like when you're very, very nervous, you can't sleep. Yeah, eventually they slept. Allah made them sleep. For one day, la. 2 days, more. 3 days. Brother, like, do they wake up and move and go back to sleep? يعني ولا... No, no, sleep, sleep, straight up sleep. Okay? 1 year, sinina adada, for years and years and years they're sleeping. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ. Allah will actually highlight two main things of the miracles Allah did. Ready? These are the two things Allah focused on. So if you are into science, with a psychology and all the good stuff, maybe you want to check out some of the wisdoms why Allah highlighted these two things. Okay? So Allah says, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ. When the sun rises, it inclines away from their cave to the right. Some of the scholars, they say, so there was some sunlight that hit their bodies for a short period of time. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And as the sun sets, declining away from them to the left. So some of the scholars say that the sun has hit their bodies for a certain period of time. That's one of the two things Allah highlights. You ask me why? Allah knows best. But I'm sure, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we dig deeper into it, we'll know more benefits and details. I'll share with you just a shallow thing that I learned recently. The importance of vitamin D, right? So you go read and how important it is for the sun to hit your skin. Go check your local doctor. I don't want to give you an exact timing and minutes to expose yourself to the sun. But some of the things that I read is about 30 minutes a day. Having sun hitting your skin is very great. And it also says, some research and study, of course, a lot of sun exposure can ruin the skin. And no sun exposure can also ruin the skin. So give that moderation, and perhaps, and Allah knows best, Allah sharing with us the importance of the sunlight to the body for us to have a survival, inshallah. The other thing that Allah says, وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whoever Allah guides, no one will be able to misguide. I will come to the second ayah. I did not forget. The first one is about the, what? الشمس, the sun. But Allah says something here. مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. I love this ayah. Confidence. Whoever Allah guides is truly guided. If Allah guides you, halas, that's it. That's it. You are all good to go. If you are a true Muslim and you practice the deen as best as you possibly can, you are all good to go, inshallah. Don't worry about what you're missing out on. Don't worry. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, whoever Allah gives them, sidqu hadith, okay? Saying the truth. And whoever has amana, trust. And whoever has husnu khuluq, whoever has good akhlaq. And whoever has halal food. You have four? Are you truthful? Are you trustworthy? Are you having good akhlaq? Do you have halal food? You got these four, obviously, as a Muslim. The Prophet says, then don't worry about anything in the world which you do not have. Any أي شيء في الدنيا ما عندك ما عليك. عندك الأربعة, you have these four. Then don't worry about anything else in the world you don't have. So may Allah grant us these four. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. And Allah says there's no lifestyle that can bring you comfort, serenity, except the lifestyle of a Muslim. Allah is making it very clear. Then Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. Allah says, you would think they're awake even though they're sleeping. What does that mean? Some of the scholars, they said, they used to open their eyes and close as if they're awake. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا, because يَفْتَحَ الْعِينَ وَيَسَكَّرِ الْعِينَ وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ, however they're sleeping. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And here is the other miracle perhaps to share with you, how Allah is saying, and I was shifting their bodies right and left, moving them, right? So here's another thing, perhaps with science we can go learn deeper, the benefits, subhanAllah, and the importance of not being staying still for many hours, right? Allah says we turn them right and left. Even the one who is paralyzed in the hospital, they move the body, correct? Rotate right, left, because of the blood flow and things of that sort and the muscles. Allahu Akbar. So Allah says, وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And now what do we learn, brothers and sisters? We learn, don't sit for 1 hour straight on the laptop. Stand up, right? Stretch, do something. Allahu Akbar. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. It's not healthy to be in the exact same spot for a long period of time. Things we learn, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom, Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. Then Allah says, ready? Ready? وَكَلْبُهُمْ, huh? And their dog. They had a dog. كَلْب? وَكَلْبُهُمْ إِشْجَابِلْ. What's a... وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. Allah said they have a dog that was stretching its legs at the entrance of the cave. في مدخل الكهف. Ibn Kathir says something nice. He says, وهذا, some of the scholars, they said, وَهَذَا فَائِدَةُ صُحْبَةُ الْأَخْيَارِ. Having good friends, look at the benefit. The dog was with the righteous, so Allah mentioned him in the Quran. And that's one of the many benefits of having good friends. As some of the scholars, they said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ صُحْبَةِ الصُحْبَةِ الصَّالِحَةِ. Why? يَشْفَعُونَ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. هذا المعنى. The good friends, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Okay, when you have a lot of them, inshallah, they help you out. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, by Allah's will. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ, with Allah's help. So you give the example. Someone goes to Jahannam. Okay, a Muslim that goes to Jahannam and has a lot of sayyi'at, sins. And that Jahannam, the hellfire, purifies that person from the sayyat. May Allah protect us, and may Allah make you and I not go to Jahannam to be purified. May Allah purify us before even we pass away. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So then, one of the righteous, one of our good friends in Jannah, he asks Allah, where is so-and-so, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, where is so-and-so, my friend in dunya? He was Muslim and he had some issues. Where is he at? So Allah were to tell him he is in Jahannam. So that believer in Jannah says, Ya Allah, I beg you, please bring my brother, bring my sister out of Jahannam to come to Jannah. So that believer who was in Jahannam struggling because of the sins they committed, Allah moves them out of Jahannam to Jannah. Why? Because they have the good friends. Allah, Suhbat al-Saliha. So the people in Jahannam, they say, Marrah, where is this? Where did this guy go? He was with us being tortured. Where is he today? Did the Prophet help him out? La. Did a shaheed, a martyr, help him out? La. But what happened? He had a good friend, Suhba Saliha, righteous companionship. They hooked him up. So the people in Jahannam, they say, I wish we had good friends. I wish we had Suhba Saliha. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you and I righteous friendship. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Yalla, Bismillah, Bismillah. Okay, they've been sleeping for years and years. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ You know what Allah says? لَوْ اطَّلَحْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ If you were to, let's say you're walking, you saw them. لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا You would freak out. You'll be so terrified and you would run away from them. The image is scary. So Allah protected the youth, okay? And protected the dog from the people. Whoever wanted to harm them, like what's going on? Even the animals, if they were to come, they're scared. These people, you know, turning right and left, opening their eyes and closing them, even though they're sleeping, right? What is this? For days and days and days, months and years? Years have passed. Many years, a lot of years. Ready? وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ After the kings have died, generation after generation has come, Allah resurrects them. ثُمَّ وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَاهُمْ So when they wake up, they were asking one another. I will tell you what was the first thing they asked. Ready? يلا جاهز? Ready for this? Okay. I want to ask you a question. With all صراحة, with all truthfulness, honestly, when you wake up, what is one of the first three things that you do? Huh? Yalla, bismillah. Aman, billah alik. You wake up, what do you do? Yalla, bismillah. What time is it, right? What happened? What time is it? Sah? Okay. Right? You check the time, the alarm, the emails. What changes have taken place? What's trending, right? Things like that. Sah? But what, usually we check the time. Khalas? ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم What time is it man? How long have we been sleeping for? By the way, this comes to show you they're shocked. Like we felt this is like longer than usual. So how long do you think they felt? قالوا لبثنا يوما Bro, we've been sleeping probably the whole entire day. مش 8 hours, 15, 16, Allah knows best. We've been sleeping the whole day. Then someone says, okay, wait, not the whole day, oh, بعض يوم, maybe part of the day, like a big chunk of the day. Someone says, قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ You know what, guys? Let's not argue about day, half a day, whatever. Allah knows, and we leave it up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's their maximum, a whole entire day. They don't know they've been sleeping for years, all right? فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ Listen, guys, we're starving, okay? فَبْعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِي Take some cash, here you go, take some money. فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِنْهُ Get us some food, man, we're starving. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ Make sure you're cautious. Don't go and be all relaxed. Remember, إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ If we get caught, if the king knows about us, we're dead. يَرْجُمُوكُمْ أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ Or they will force us to idol worshipping. So when you leave, Be cautious, please. Okay. Imagine the scene. Okay, I want you to live with me. The guy leaves the cave, hiding, maybe wearing a mask. Not because of corona, but their king. Okay? Covering himself, mutalathim, hiding his identity. And he sees the buildings are changing, the roads are different. No one in the streets he recognizes. Like, I don't know anyone here. I used to live here, you know, pretty much all my life. He didn't want to ask questions. What happened? What changed? So he just kept silent. He's like, did I go nuts? Did I lose my mind? What's going on in the city? It has changed. تغير الأحوال. Eventually, he finds someone selling food. This is easy. Food will always exist, right? Inshallah. He finds it always exists until Allah wills otherwise. He finds a place selling food. So this guy comes, makes his order. I want this food, whatever he ordered, some bread, whatever. And then he went to the cashier. He paid the money. Here we go. That's the money. The cashier was shocked. What is this currency? What is this money? So he says, move on. Take the money and give me the change. Let's get going. So then he says, where did you get this from, the money? He's like, it's my money. Bro, this is the classic, man. This money is classic. What's wrong with you? The guy said, I want my food, basically. We can imagine the scene back and forth. So then the owner of the restaurant asked other people, hey, guys, come over here. Come over. Check this out. Check this money out. Very old stuff. So other people, they came. Oh, my God. So one guy, maybe a currency expert or whatever. They eventually, some mufassirin, they say that they recognize this really old stuff from the king that was here so many years ago. So they asked him, where did you find this treasure? What treasure? What kens? This is my money. What's going on? So then they said, this is the king so-and-so. He's like, yeah, that's our king. They're like, no. When they told them the story, let me give an example, okay? Just pretend, relax. Example. Someone has been sleeping for 300 years approximately, and he wakes up. He says, hey, guys, who won the election? Is it, for example, George Washington? George Washington. That was in what year? Yallah, bismillah, test your history. George Washington, what year? Okay, I had to search it. I think that's what the year is. The year 1789. Like, bro, what do you mean George Washington? That was 1789. We are in 2020. Do you know who's the president? Who? Anyways, all right. No conspiracy theory, inshallah. So the president, kada kada. Anyways, so he was shocked, 2020. So they took him to the king. The king saw the guy. What's your story? Me and the people, we basically in the cave. What's going on here? So they said, to show that you're saying the truth, you know, to confirm, take us to the cave. So they went to the cave. And then the guy told them, listen, don't all come with me. Let me go tell the people in the cave about you guys coming. Eventually, this is some of the story. This exact details is not in the Quran, but Allah gives you the main point. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah says, this is how we caused them to be known. Now everybody knows about them, and they were known to the people. This was Ar-Raqim. The people, the story that went viral. Their names were engraved. This is the famous youth that ran away. Allahu Akbar. This is unbelievable. What's the main point here? وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. لِيَعْلَمُوا, so they can know, so you can know, so I can know, so the whole world can know, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا, to know that there is a day of judgment, and you and I will be resurrected, no matter how long we've been dead for. At 100 years, 200, 300 years, Allah can resurrect you. And this is one of the main points Allah wants you and I to leave this story with, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. So anytime you go through something, no, وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Allah's promise is true. Allah will never break His promise. Allah wants you to know that. Allah promised you, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You're conscious of Allah, Allah will give you an exit. Allah promised, مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ أيوة, عَوَّضَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا مِنْ. Whoever leaves something for Allah, this haram thing, you leave it for Allah, the relationship some people may have, inappropriate, you leave it for Allah, Allah promises, I will give you something better. So Allah wants you to know, إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ, أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Allah's promise is true, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. And there's no doubt on the day of judgment, and there's يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, and there's الْحِسَابِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, when the story is pretty much ending, يَتَنَازَعُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ, the people were arguing, what do we do here? فَقَالُوا ابْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانَ. Some said, oh, I forgot, I kind of skipped this point. All the youth eventually died. Yes, all the youth passed away with a very short period of time, and Allah knows best. When they passed away, they were arguing, what should we do? So some says, فَقَلُوا بْنُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بُنْيَانًا رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. Just, you know what? Just, you know, just build a structure over them, cover them up, you know what I mean? And around them and so on. Others said, no. الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَى أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. They said, those who prevailed, those had a stronger opinion. Some said the rulers. They said, just put a place of worship over them. Now, what we know from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that we don't build a masjid, okay? Basically, I have a grave in it and so on. That's what we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a few pointers here and there. He says, people will argue about how many of the youth were there. And Allah's kind of sharing with us here is that don't focus so much on the numbers the way some of the Yahud were focusing on it. They wanted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give them the details. How many were they? And all these things and stuff like that. No. This is not the usually the main point. So Allah says they will say, ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. Three youth and then one dog. No, four youth and then five. The fifth is a no. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says only few know about him. And Allah's teaching us, قُلْ رَبِّي أَعْلَمُ بِعِدَّتِهِمْ. Allah knows exactly how many they are. So there's some knowledge, brothers and sisters, that you should not really busy yourself with. Adam alayhi salam ate from the tree. Okay, what was it? Apple, tufaha, ananas, pineapple, what was it? This will not change the main point in the story. Rasulullah teaches us something. He will never hide. Pay attention. Allah barik fik. The Prophet will never hide something you need to know. He will never do that. So whatever we know, whatever is out there, is whatever is necessary for us to know in terms of the deen. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, the youth of the cave was a sign for all of us to remember and realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is yawm al-qiyamah. You will see the ones who will resurrect, inshallah. And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you of the people of who are resurrected with the righteous. Say ameen. Because Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wasbir nafsaka. Hadha min durus. This is one of the lessons. Wasbir nafsaka. Be patient with the ones who remember Allah during the day and during the night. So one of the key things Allah takes from this story, ready? That's what Allah says. Wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum. بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِدُونَ وَجَهَ. Allah said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad, O Prophet of Allah, and you and I have to take this. This is the lesson Allah has put. Allah, be a person around good friends. And don't be around those who neglect Allah, are careless about Allah, disrespect Allah. Because Allah is telling us, go with those who remember Allah, remind you of salah, remind you of, you should be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the biggest lesson here for all of us. One of the biggest lessons, that for you to be protected in the fitan, have good companionship. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all a righteous companionship. And ask Allah an yarzuqna as-suhba as-saliha. Say ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma arzuqna as-suhba as-saliha ya rabb al-alameen. Waj'alna mimman yaqulu la ilaha illa Allah. And may Allah make our last words in this world la ilaha illa Allah. And may Allah tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis-salihin. May Allah make us all die as muslimin and make us gathered with the righteous in akhirah. Ameen rabbal alameen. My apologies for taking right to the time. This is one of the longer of the stories of the four. May Allah protect us and grant us guidance. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakum Allahu khair.
Jazakallahu khair, Ustaz Majid. So inshallah, I have a few questions that I pulled from the chat. Sure. I do want to mention a few things. One thing that I find somewhat humorous when they wake up, they're trying to figure out how many years have passed or days of what time has passed. And one guy's like, here's some money. We're hungry. And because they're youth, mashallah, youth, they have a big appetite. But one thing I want to mention, mashallah, is you mentioned something very beautiful that everyone knows these are youth, right? And everyone knows their story. And there are sheikhs out there, gray beards, older people that are learning about these youth that stayed firm to their religion. And I think one thing that is beautiful about this story is the importance of the youth. You know, and also, you know, you mentioned the importance of friends, but also, you know, living in 2020, it is very hard to stay firm to the religion of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. So a few of the questions that I had, and you just kind of hit this on the nail. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, what you mentioned, and even in the surah, it talks about some say that there's this many, some say that there's this many. A few questions was, how did they speak the same language after 300 years? Did they look the same? What were their clothes like? And I remember hearing this the other day. It was like a title in a video, and it was, does the shaitan have, does Iblis have a wife? And it's like, these things are small details. And like you mentioned, like whatever the fruit was with Adam, it doesn't change the message, right? So two questions. First off, why do the first 10 verses of
the Okay, how the first 10 verses relate to Ad-Dajjal? So the Surah Al-Kahf in general, there's four main fitan that discusses the fitna of power, the fitna of knowledge, the fitna of wealth, the fitna of the deen. And a Dajjal, when he comes at the end of times, he has the tools, remember, like a toolbox? So he has a toolbox, and one of the tools is the fitna of knowledge, and one of the tools is the fitna of money, and one of the tools is the fitna of power, and one of the tools is the fitna of the deen, etc. So because of this surah having all of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that the ones who know Surah Al-Kahf, and in one narration, it's the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf. If you see Ad-Dajjal and you read these 10 verses, Allah will protect you from Ad-Dajjal. And some other narration, it's the last 10 ayat, right? So my encouragement, of course, is to try to memorize the whole surah, inshallah. And bi-ibnillah, as we go through in the next story, I will share more with you, inshallah, about Ad-Dajjal in the next story, session number 2. With this session, because the story was long, and I know I did cut off some stuff, for example, that inshallah part, I didn't go in depth in it. But this is to give you, inshallah, a summary of it, bi-ibnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakum Allah. Bilal is gone. So I'm the MC? All right, I'm the MC. Okay.
No, Bilal is back. Hold on. Okay, alhamdulillah. I have one more question. Did you finish the... I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay.
So before I ask this question, drop in the comments, gems, a one, mashallah, that was amazing. What could we have done better? What went awful? What went amazing? And also, Ustaz Majid, I want to just let everyone know out there. I appreciate you. Like, really, like, mashallah, may Allah bless you for all that you do. I want to get some ameens in the chat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, your family, and your mom. And your mom and your family. Allah bless you. Let's get some ameens in the chat. Here's the last question, inshallah, if there's no more questions in the chat that come.
Sure.
So, Brother Muhammad was reading the surah. You mentioned the hadith that mentions that whoever reads this surah, a light shines from one Friday to the next Friday. My question is, reading, hearing Arabic, English, does it matter?
Ahsant.
To get this reward?
No, when we say reading the Quran in the Arabic language. Mm-hmm. That's the understanding, is reading it. For example, in Salah, we cannot say all praise be to Allah, the most merciful, the beneficent, right? So when it comes to that reward, it's when you read the actual surah, Surah Al-Kahf. It's a struggle, remember, especially for the people that haven't, you know, take time to read the ayat. But bi-ibnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will assist you as long as what you take these steps, just like how the youth of the cave took it, inshallah.
Definitely. And I want to share something as we conclude. So I read this surah, alhamdulillah, almost every Friday. And I was taking an Arabic class. I finished the 10 weeks, and I was like, I would listen and then follow along. The first time I read this surah in Arabic, I broke down into tears as I got to the last verse. So I would encourage everyone to try their best, push and push and push. May Allah bless us all and allow us to have that light every single day in our lives. Alhamdulillah, with that being said, Jazakallah khair, Ustaz Majid. Our next session is December 3rd, 2 weeks from today. You want to give a sneak peek as which story we're talking about?
It's the story in regards to the two gardens, and it's some really good stuff, inshallah. It talks about money, cash, inshallah, all the stuff, you know. And we'll talk about it, inshallah, bidhni Allah. Does money buy happiness or not? And so on, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. All right, we have a gem here. Don't wait to feel ready. Take action. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. That's great. Next week, it's going to be it's going to be 2 weeks because we're just going to take a break. Alhamdulillah. I know finals are coming up, a few things next week. So inshallah, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Jazakallah khair. And inshallah, we will see you all in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.